This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Happy New Year! I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME in Ellsworth, Maine, and this is ARRL Audio News for the last day of the year, Friday, December 31st, 2021. International Amateur Radio Union Region 2 Secretary George Gorslein, VE3YV, issued an upbeat year-end message on behalf of the Executive Committee. In his words, a bright spot in an otherwise challenging year is that our shared passion of amateur radio is growing stronger. The increase in on-air activity has been noticeable, especially on the HF bands, driven by reawakening solar activity and the rapid adoption of digital modes such as FT8. The bands are active not just during evenings and weekends, but also during normal working hours, where more than a few of us have been known to be in video conference calls while making QSOs. Gorslein said, growth in activity and participation has not been limited to the HF bands. Use of VHF and UHF has also increased, not just for local nets, but especially for interest in satellite operations. Gorslein said that the use of virtual learning has allowed many IARU member societies and affiliated clubs to conduct licensing classes and exams. Attracting new and younger amateurs is our future, Gorslein said. For 2022, the challenge to all of us is to not only enjoy our hobby, but to share it with someone new. The Hurricane Watch Net was plenty busy in 2021. HWN manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, says 2021 was the third most active hurricane season on record in terms of named storms and was the sixth consecutive above normal season. Graves said that in 2021 we had 21 named storms, 7 of which became hurricanes and 4 of those became major hurricanes, Category 3 or stronger. Tropical systems that made landfall caused estimated total damage of $70 billion as of the end of November, making 2021 the fourth most costly hurricane season on record. The net activated for 5 hurricanes in 2021. Elsa, Grace, Henri, Ida, and Larry, racking up nearly 300 hours on the air. This is ARRL Audio News for December 31st, 2021, heard in the Lake Simcoe region of Ontario, Canada, available on demand on the VE3 LSR repeater system, courtesy of the Lake Simcoe Repeater Association. Time now for the AMSAT report. As the year ends, we reflect on the past and look forward to the future. As bad as the world has been due to the COVID pandemic, we did have a bunch of new satellites launch and more to come. PCSAT re-entered the atmosphere and is no more. FunCube 1, or AO73, has been placed in telemetry mode during sunlight and silence during eclipse. The newest satellite, CAMSAT XW3, or CAS9, is operational after being launched on December 26th. It has a 30 kHz passband with uplink on 145.87 lower sideband and downlink on 435.180 MHz upper sideband. The transponder is inverting. And finally, straight key night on satellites is always a great way to ring in the new year. Pick your favorite non-FM satellite on January 1st and give your hand at the key a shot. There are no winners or losers, just a lot of fun. The AMSAT report comes to us each week courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. ARRL has set a new standard for what counts as low power for ARRL-sponsored HF contests. The new limit is 100 watts, which is down from the 150-watt limit that was permitted in some events, including the ARRL November sweepstakes. With the exception of ARRL Field Day, this change goes into effect on January 1st for all ARRL-sponsored HF contests, as well as the IARU HF World Championship in July. This change was implemented to standardize low-power categories within the contesting community. However, on a more practical level, the typical modern HF transceiver only puts out a maximum power of 100 watts anyway. On another contest-related note, ARRL has been migrating to new contest rule sets that exist as a single document. As the rule sets are replaced, the older general rules and rules for contests below 30 MHz and rules for contests above 30 MHz documents will sunset. ARRL Audio News is heard in the Madison, Wisconsin area Thursdays at 8 p.m. on the 147.15 repeater, courtesy of the Madison Area Repeater Association. On the ARRL podcast, Eclectic Tech, Steve Ford, WB8IMY, spoke with Nelson Sullenberger, KA2C, about his ultra-sharp transmitter filters that allow two transceivers to operate in the same band at the same time. He explains how this came about.
Well, they are useful for field day. They may be useful for other contest or multi-radio station work as well. But I got into this because we had issues with interference between mostly CW and phone radios on field day. And it kind of built up over a couple of years. We tried and had some success with antenna configuration work, with looking at our radios, bandpass filters, and so forth.
Sullenberger goes into detail about his transmitter filters in his article in the November-December 2021 article in NCJ. HAMSAI is soliciting abstracts for the 2022 HAMSAI workshop. The submission deadline is February 1st. The workshop will be a hybrid, that's in-person and virtual event, from March 18th to the 19th at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. HAMSAI lead Nathaniel Frissell, W2NAF, says the primary objective of the HAMSAI workshop will be to bring together the amateur community and professional scientists. This year's theme is the Weather Connection, with invited speakers Tamitha Scove, the Space Weather Woman, WX6SWW, and Jim Bacon, G3YLA. Frissell said that abstracts related to the development of the personal space weather station, ionospheric science, atmospheric science, radio science, space weather, radio astronomy, and any other science topic that can be appropriately related to amateur radio are invited. Especially welcome are submissions related to this year's meeting theme of the Weather Connection, but abstracts on other topics that might be of interest to both amateur radio and professional science communities are invited. To submit an abstract, complete the form on the HAMSAI workshop page. Workshop registration will open by mid-January. Visit HAMSAI, that's one word, HAMSAI.org/HAMSAI2022. Planning continues for the 3Y0J de-expedition to Bouvet Island late in 2022. Two new team members have come aboard to replace three operators unable to make the trip, Ken Opskar, LA7GIA, Rune LA7THA, and Erwin Marion, LB1QI, are sharing leadership duties. The 3Y0J team has also been busy selecting the gear they will need once they reach the sub-Antarctic island. That includes tents and custom masts rated for the severe Bouvet environment. The team is also procuring a Zodiac MilPro inflatable boat, which will enable the team to train for the critical beach landing while still in Norway. The de-expedition team said it's still $160,000 short of its funding goal. More info at www.3y0j.no. A new release of WSJT-X is available. The WSJT-X development group, Joe Taylor, K1JT, Steve Frank, K9AN, and new member Nico Palermo, IV3NWV, has announced the release of WSJT-X 2.5.3. The new release includes a feature of special interest to users participating in the January VHF contest. That's January 15th to the 17th. This new feature is an enhanced macro facility for text messages that's aimed at making it easier to ask another station to move to another band. This feature is described briefly in the updated WSJTX User Guide. Installation packages for WSJTX 2.5.3 are available on the WSJTX website. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 31st, 2021. For details on these and other news stories, check out the ARRL homepage, www.arrl.org, or better yet, subscribe to the ARRL letter via your member website profile. It's free. Let us know if you hear ARRL Audio News with an email to audionews@arrl.org. This past week, we heard from Jim, WB5UDE, in Oklahoma City. Happy New Year. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME in Ellsworth, Maine. We'll see you next time, everybody.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.